started out slow and then took off in the second half. So we'll see what the boys.
I needed you so, and letting you go alone. And baby, I know you got your radio on. So this is my so sad comeback song. Size empty bed, and I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead, 'cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go.
Meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 24. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times with fog and spots early tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Lows level off around 21. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. A dusty of snow Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Our specialty is variety.
I like the variety of the music.
Keep us on all day and see how many different songs you hear. Sunny 101.3.
High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Central Catholic High School in Nebraska City. Tonight, the Johnson Brock Eagles on the road, set to take on the Knights of Lord Central. It's a girl-boy doubleheader. Of course, the girls' varsity game up first, followed by the boys' contest a little bit later this evening. Still about 5 or 6 minutes away from our opening tip-off. We're glad you decided to join us for this, our inaugural broadcast of the 2024 calendar year. Glad to be back with you again for more high school basketball. Very pleased to have joining me tonight once again on the broadcast, Johnson Brock's Dalton Knippelmeyer. Dalton, good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening.
Glad to have you along with us. Dalton, you look at this one on paper. The girls from Johnson Brock are 7-1. Lord Central Catholic at 4-2. Well, you would assume Johnson Brock should be all right, but the Eagle girls have been challenged here more recently.
I tell you what, whenever Johnson Brock comes into this gym, I don't know, it's got to be a curse with this gym, but I feel like they never play up to what it's supposed to, and I mean, you never look down on the Ward's girls. I mean, they always give you a run for their money.
The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles, of course, coming off of the Weeping Water Holiday Championship as they defeated Raymond Central in that one 40-37. As we said, they're 7-1 on the year, Dalton. Their only loss was a season opener to Lincoln Christian.
And that was a very competitive game.
Yeah, they've strung seven in a row together after that loss to Lincoln Christian to open the season. So, should be an interesting matchup. In the JV game played earlier tonight here in the girls' JV contest, Lords got the win over Johnson Brock. That was 23-14 in girls' junior varsity. In the boys' game, boy, it was a squeaker right down to the buzzer here. Johnson got the win by a single point. The final was 41-40. Johnson Brock defeating Lords. That was in the boys' JV contest a little bit earlier here this evening. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Lord Central Catholic Knights, they'll go with Ava Osborne. Osborne is a junior. Isabel Fulton, also a junior. Lucy Brueggemann is a junior. Mia White is a sophomore. And Jenna Box, the only senior on this team. In fact, she's the only senior on the roster. Jenna Box is the fifth starter. The Lady Knights are coached by head coach Mark Madison. Dalton, let's take a look at the Johnson Brock starters.
Starters for the Johnson Brock Eagles that are Brooklyn Behrens. She is a junior. Senior Natalie Knepelmeyer. Brooklyn Buckmeyer is a junior. Junior Chloe Weiss, and also junior is Taryn Ottoman.
So both of these teams with a single senior starter in their starting lineup. Lots of underclassmen seeing action here tonight. Of course, coming up after this, the second half of tonight's doubleheader will feature the boys' game between Johnson Brock and Lourdes. That one, well, Johnson Brock, what can you say? They're 8-0, undefeated. Lourdes has only played six games. They have only a single win. They are 1-5, so 1-5 versus 8-0. There again, on paper, it would look like Johnson Brock has a tremendous advantage. But, you know, I was talking with Coach Lucas Dollinghouse a little bit earlier this evening, and he mentioned that Kaysen suffered an ankle sprain practice, and he's questionable whether he's going to play.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that, so it'll be interesting to see.
Well, the good news is Johnson Brock has demonstrated they're about six or seven deep here without dropping off much on that boys' team. So we'll see whether or not Kaysen Dollinghouse is able to go tonight or not with that sprained ankle.
I feel like for the girls for Johnson Brock, they have Chloe Weiss. You said she had suffered a bone bruise in the previous game at the holiday tournament.
Well, she's back ready to go tonight. At least that's what Coach Atkinson told me, is that he would go with those five starters that we listed. So apparently we're going to see Chloe out there on the field. We've got more basketball coming up later this week. On Friday night, I'll be traveling out to Odell, Nebraska. The Sacred Heart Irish will be taking on Diller Odell, going against the Griffins. That will be a girl-boy doubleheader also, with the girls' game tipping off around 6 o'clock or shortly thereafter. You will hear those games right here on Sunny 101.3. I'll be calling the play-by-play for you. Then after next week, we'll be heading out to Beatrice, the 95th annual, 95 years.
That's a lot of years.
Yeah, I've been there for 50 of them. The 95th annual Mudecas basketball tournament gets underway beginning Monday the 8th. And it sounds like our weather might act up, as it usually does during Mudecas. We might have a little snow, but
it never fails.
Yeah,
every Mudecas week.
Still waiting for the pairings on that tournament. I think they have the meeting tomorrow evening. Yeah. Those pairings should be out day after tomorrow, somewhere in there, and then we'll be taking a look at it. But we will tell you, we will have select coverage of that Mudecas basketball tournament, select games for you, especially beginning on Thursday with semifinals and final games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll just have to wait until we see the pairings and see where we're going to be on that. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the opening tip. After this two-minute break, you're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Glass, it's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So, for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Lord Central Catholic High School here in Nebraska City. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles and the Lady Knights of Lord Central just about ready to do battle. We had the playing of the national anthem during the break there. Right now we're having the introduction of starting lineups. We've already met the starters for Johnson Brock. They're standing out on the court waiting for the introduction now of the Lady Knights. Again, for the Eagles, it'll be Brooklyn Behrens, Natalie Knippelmeyer, Brooklyn Buckmeyer, Chloe Weiss, and Taryn Ottoman. And starting for the Lord Central Lady Knights, Ava Osborne, Isabel Fulton, Lucy Brueggemann, Mia White, and Jenna Box. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Dalton Knippelmeyer, along as our statistician and on the color commentary. Tom Cates is our producer-engineer tonight back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for this presentation of high school basketball. Again, it's a doubleheader, girls game up first, and it'll be followed by the voice contest a little bit later on this evening. Stepping into the center circle for Johnson Brock is Taryn Ottoman. She'll jump it up against Jenna Box. The official steps into the circle. We're ready to get underway here. Box and Ottoman. Here's the tip, and it's controlled by Johnson Brock. Coming up with it is Weiss into the paint, driving lay and up off the glass. No, the ball tipped around. Rebound is pulled down by Mia White. White has it stolen away. Coming up with the loose basketball on the floor. They give it to Ottoman, driving layup. Ottoman couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Taryn Ottoman to the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
That foul was on Mia White, her first personal, first team for Lord Central Catholic.
So at the free throw line, Taryn Ottoman shooting two shots for Johnson Brock. First shot is on the way up, hits the back of the iron and comes right back to her. She'll get another attempt here. We're just underway. 7:45 to go here. Only played 15 seconds. Taryn Ottoman ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it rims off of there. Rolled around for the longest time, but would not drop for it. And the ball is thrown away out of bounds. A turnover right away. Mia White tried to come to the near sideline to Fulton, and Fulton didn't see it coming. The ball went out of bounds. Johnson Brock will get it back in forecourt. Inbound the pass. They toss it in to Brooklyn Behrens. To the near side, Brooklyn Buckmeyer with the basketball. Buckmeyer holds it high above her head. Goes to Ottoman at the free throw circle. Feeds right back to Buckmeyer. Almost has the ball knocked away. Picks it up. Comes back up to the top of the key to Chloe Weiss. Weiss driving right side of the lane. Couldn't get to the basket. Back to Buckmeyer with it. Buckmeyer spin move free throw line up to Ottoman. To the near side on the wing. Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer down to Behrens on the baseline, and Brooklyn had it knocked out of bounds, touched last by the Knights. So Brooklyn Behrens will inbound the ball. She'll stand on the baseline on the left side of her own basket in the corner. Behrens gets it into the left wing. Here comes Chloe Weiss inside the free throw circle to the top of the key. Here's a long three. The rim's in and out of there. Rebound, follow shot. Behrens put back up and good. Brooklyn Behrens with a nice move to the basket there, Dalton.
Yeah. Good spin move there on the block to get it up with her left hand and for the bucket.
Here's Fulton feeding it underneath the basket to Box. Her shot is up off the glass and good, and the Lady Knights answer quickly. Jenna Box with a quick two on the baseline on the layup. Now in backcourt across the timeline comes Ottoman. Ottoman clears it up to the top to Behrens. Behrens in the paint, driving for the layup. Ball stripped away from her out of bounds. Touch last by Lourdes. It'll belong to Johnson Brock. 6:35 to play here in the first quarter, 2-2. We're all tied up. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Brooklyn Behrens to toss it in. Stands under her own basket on the left side on the... Oh, nice feed inside to Ottoman. Couldn't get it, though. Rebound, follow shot, put back up. It won't go. And I believe we're going to have a traveling call on the baseline on Behrens. Boy, Taryn Ottoman had a point-blank look at it and just couldn't get it down.
Surprised at how open she was.
Yeah. Nobody there to cover. Couldn't get the ball down. This is Fulton on the dribble across the timeline. She's trapped. The ball is knocked around and grabbed up loose by Knippelmeyer. Down court it comes again. Ottoman on the right side. Turn around. Free throw line. Jump shot up and off. No good. And the rebound to Jenna Box. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Lady Knights. I think they're going to get Brooklyn Behrens.
Yeah, it's on Brooklyn Behrens. Her first personal first team foul for Johnson Brock.
Clock shows 6:14 to play here now in the first quarter. All tied up at two apiece. We're live tonight from Lourdes Central Catholic High School in Nebraska City. The Johnson Brock Eagles and the Lourdes Knights, a girl-boy doubleheader. Fulton starts up the court. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock.
Foul is on Chloe Weiss, her first personal second team for the Eagles.
Not a shooting foul. Only the second team foul of the quarter. Lourdes Knights will play it in down in the corner on the right side to Fulton. Underneath the Box in the paint. Box with a short under the basket shot up and off. No good, but she'll be fouled. And we'll have Jenna Box at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul is on Natalie Knuppelmeyer, her first personal team, third team foul for Johnson Brock.
Jenna Box at the line shooting two free throws. She has 2 points on a field goal so far. First one is up and good. The Lourdes Lady Knights are 4-2 on the season coming into this one. As we mentioned during the pregame, Johnson Brock's girls is 7-1. Jenna Box's second free throw. It's good also, and the Lady Knights take the lead 4-2. Half-court pressure being applied here by Lourdes. Into forecourt comes Buckmeyer with a dribble. Buckmeyer to the right side finds Chloe Weiss. Weiss, left-handed dribble, feeds it inside to Ottoman. Into the corner. Behrens had it tipped away. It could be called for travel. Another turnover for Johnson Brock.
Quite a few turnovers to start for Johnson Brock to miss field goal. See if they can clean it up here.
4-2. Knights on top. Lady Knights lead it against full court pressure. Here's a steal on the fast break. Brooklyn Behrens bounce pass to the right side. Goes to Knippelmeyer. Up to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer on the right elbow. Natalie Knippelmeyer on the dribble to the top of the circle. Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens hands to Ottoman. Ottoman wants to go inside the lane. Can't get there. Jenna Box comes up to defend her. She'll be tied up. A jump ball is called, and the possession arrow is going to favor the Knights. 5:20 to play, first quarter, 4-2. Lourdes Central Catholic Knights girls leading Johnson Brock.
Some subs in here to the game. In for the Knights is Lauren Benedict, and I didn't catch the other one.
All right, into forecourt across the line comes Fulton. Fulton to the right side, feeds into the corner, deep baseline right side. That's Haig with the ball. Haig almost has it taken away now with a little floater from the right side of the lane. Doesn't go. Ottoman there for the rebound. Fast break down to Behrens into forecourt. She slows it down and gives the ball back up to Chloe Weiss. Weiss will set the offense. Lice backs out onto the left wing, now dribbles between the circles to the top of the key. A cross-court pass goes to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Ball is knocked away from Knippelmeyer out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Vice will inbound it. She'll throw it in forecourt on the side. Inbounds the pass. This is Behrens. Behrens at the top of the free throw circle. Around the horn, left side. Ottoman in the corner. Deep baseline left side. Ottoman comes up to Behrens with it. Behrens has the ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Isabel Fulton. 4 minutes, 40 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, it's 4-2. Lourdes on top. Vice with the basketball. Johnson Brock working from our right to left, from south to north here in the gym. Here's a little floater. Ottoman couldn't get it. Tried to get her own rebound, but the rebound is pulled down by Jenna Box. Box with the outlet pass to Fulton. Fulton down court, wants to take it all the way for a driving lay-in, up and good. Isabel Fulton with the lay-in, and it's a 6-2 ball game. Lourdes Knights on top. Here's a fast break the other way, trying to feed it underneath. The ball is tipped away, then stolen back. Buckmeyer comes up with it. A cross-court pass to Behrens. Top of the key, Ottoman. Open look three. Got it. Nice-looking shot there by Taryn Ottoman as she hits the three from out here at the top of the key. 6-5 your score. Johnson Brock back within one. This is Fulton into forecourt. Oh, a nice steal by Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens stepped right in front of Jenna Box like a good defensive back in football and made the pick there. Behrens brings the ball down court across to the near side. Natalie Knippelmeyer handles it. Knippelmeyer in the paint, kicks out to the corner. Buckmeyer for three. Off the back of the rim, no. Jenna Box has the rebound. Box is double-teamed, triple-teamed, but we got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock.
Foul is on Brooklyn Behrens, her second personal, and I believe that is 14 for Johnson Brock.
Brooklyn Behrens will leave the game with her second personal. Checking in to replace her is the freshman, Daly Pelican. I've been impressed with what the freshman's been able to do. Pelican, a good little ball handler here for Johnson Brock, just a freshman. Here's a steal into Pelican. It goes. Turnaround spin move. Shot is up and good. Speaking of Daly Pelican,
there you go, Andy.
Took her about 5 seconds to get her first basket here. 7-6. That gives Johnson Brock the lead by one. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to play here in this first quarter. Ball is tipped away out of bounds. They say Brooklyn Buckmeyer touched it last. She would beg to differ. She felt very much like Jenna Box maybe touched it last over there. All right, the inbound pass tossed into Isabel Fulton. Fulton works to the right side. Johnson Brock in a 2-3 zone here now defensively. And we have traveling is going to be called. Traveling with the ball is McKenna Haig, just a sophomore. That'll turn it back over to Johnson Brock with 3:02 to play here in the first quarter. 7-6, Johnson Brock on top. Daly Pelican, down court pass. They feed it underneath Knippelmeyer. She flips it back to Ottoman, right back to Knippelmeyer in the corner. Long three, left side off the rim, no. And a rebound pulled out by Haig. Haig holds it up for a minute, kicks to the right wing with it. Mia White. Mia White on the dribble. And now a whistle, and we're going to have yet another foul called here on Johnson Brock.
All right, foul is on Chloe Weiss, her second personal, 15 for Johnson Brock. So we got two Johnson Brock players with two fouls already, and they're not very deep.
That's so, with 2:42 to go still in the first quarter. All right. That is the 15th foul. So at the free throw line, shooting two shots, Mia White. She's not been to the line yet tonight. The lefty puts up the first shot. It's short off the front of the rim. She'll get another attempt. A chance to tie it here with her second free throw attempt. 2:42 to play here in the first period. 7-6 our score. Second free throw is on the way. It's up. No, off the front of the rim. Jenna Box comes down with the rebound. Box clears it out to the top of the circle. They'll reset the offense. Fulton feeds it into the corner. Baseline left side. Reverse lay-in up and off. Doesn't go. Ball out of bounds. Touch last by Chloe Weiss. It'll stay with the Knights.
Some subs in here for the Knights. Ava Osborne checks back in. And the other one was
Lacey Brueggemann back on the floor. She was also a starter originally. She checks back into the contest. 2:29 to go here in the first quarter. 7-6 your score. Inbounding the ball on the baseline underneath. Out of the left wing, chasing the ball down is Osborne. Osborne being double-teamed to the near side. A cross-court pass to Jenna Box. There's a long three that's off the rim. No. A struggle for the rebound under the basket. What are we going to have here?
A foul.
Oh, my. Another foul on Johnson Brock, I'm afraid.
I think foul is on Brooklyn Behrens. It's Brooklyn Buckmeyer.
That is her first personal team six for Johnson Brock.
So, shooting two free throws at the line. We got down there.
That is Lily Madison.
Madison, first free throw is up and good. Lily, just a freshman, hits the first one. She'll have a second. That ties the game at seven apiece. Madison, the freshman, launches her second free throw. Hits up. This one is off. No good, but gets her own rebound. Madison, the freshman, comes up with the ball. She's got it back on the right elbow. A cross-court pass has it nearly stolen away by Johnson Brock's freshman, Daly Pelican. Now Box dribbles in for a driving layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound once again to the Knights. Madison, a cross-court pass, tipped away. Out of bounds, it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball with a minute 58 to play here in the first quarter. All tied at seven apiece. Got a Bruna. Okay, we'll step aside here for a 30-second timeout. 1:58 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied at seven apiece. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Your friends at Nemaha County Hospital urge you to be prepared for winter weather at home, working, in your car. Pay attention to weather reports and warnings of freezing weather and winter storms. Prepare your home to keep out the cold with insulation, caulking, and weather stripping. Gather supplies in case you need to stay home for several days without power, including extra batteries for radios and flashlights. When creating an emergency supply kit for your car, include jumper cables, a flashlight, sand, warm clothes, blankets, bottled water, and non-perishable snacks. Also keep a full tank of gas.
Sunny 101.3.
1:58 to play here in the first quarter. All tied at seven. Johnson Brock with the basketball. The inbound pass to Daly Pelican. The freshman works the ball up the floor. She will be fouled near midcourt. Pelican put a nice little spin move on a pair of defenders there. Got knocked to the floor. Whistle and a foul.
Foul is on McKenna Hag, her first personal and second team for the night.
Here's Pelican with the dribble. The freshman picks up the dribble to the right side. Gives it over to Behrens. Behrens feeds Ottoman in the paint. Ottoman kicks it back to Chloe Weiss. Weiss inside the lane. Oh, the pass was over Buckmeyer's head. They chase after it. Picked up by the Knights. On the fast break, the other direction is Osborne. Feeds it to the corner. A whistle. And what are we going to have down here? Traveling is going to be the call. Daly Pelican went up in the air, but fortunately for her, the Lady Knights traveled there before there was any contact. So now, Johnson Brock will have the ball. We're tied at 7, 1:31 to play here in the first quarter. Weiss inbounds the ball, gets it into Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer again to Chloe Weiss. She'll bring it all the way down court. Weiss takes it inside the paint. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Knights.
Foul is on Lauren Benedict, her first personal, third team for Lord Central Catholic.
Eagles will have the basketball. They'll inbound it on the side in forecourt, I think. They're down here in front of us somewhere. Chloe Weiss inbounds the ball into Knippelmeyer. Natalie Knippelmeyer up to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer to the near side finds Pelican. Here comes Daly Pelican in the paint, driving, laying up. Couldn't get it. Knocked to the floor, no whistle. Rebound, Jenna Box. Box with the outlet pass. Comes to the near side. Benedict handles the ball. That's Benedict into the corner, right side in the paint. A cross-court lob pass, left wing, long three on the way up, in and got it. It was in, it was out, and then it was in again. Making the three was McKenna Hague. Hague nailed that three from the left wing. It's 10-7. Three-point lead. Here's a driving layup. Ottoman got it. Taryn Ottoman answered quickly with a driving layup. 10-9, a one-point lead now for the Knights. And traveling is going to be called.
I think the Knights have to have 10-plus turnovers by now.
Now, that turnover gives the ball back to Johnson Brock with 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 10-9, the Knights up by one. Johnson Brock with the basketball. This is Chloe Weiss to set the offense. Comes to the near side, Brooklyn Buckmeyer looking underneath for Weiss. Jenna Box with the steal. Ill-advised pass under there looking for Weiss. Box had an easy steal. Fast break the other direction. They come down with it. Baseline in the corner left side. Thinking about it down there was Hague. Feeds inside the Box. Her shot is up and off. No good. Rebound tipped around. It went out of bounds. And I think they're just going to say touch last down there by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer touched it last. It'll be the Knights basketball with 12 seconds to play in the quarter. They'll inbound it under their own basket on the right side. Brueggemann to lob it in. Brueggemann inbound the pass to Madison. A cross-court pass. There's a long three from the left elbow that's up and off. No good. Rebound. Try for putback. A battle for the rebound. Jenna Box with the putback. She can't get it. Buzzer's going to sound. And no shot. The buzzer sounds. There's the end of the first quarter. After one period, the Lord's Knights lead it 10-9. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Tonight's presenting sponsor is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
We move to second quarter action. Here's a pass underneath. They get it into Ottoman. She lays it off the glass and puts it in. And Johnson Brock retakes the lead. The Eagles are up now 11-10. Quickly, they come down court. This is Fulton on the right side of the lane. She got double teamed. Kicks it to the baseline. In the paint, they come back to Fulton once again at the top of the circle. Isabel Fulton into Jenna Box. She forces up a shot that's up and won't go, but a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Jenna Box at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots.
See who the foul's on here, and they put it up. Foul is on Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her second personal, first team for Johnson Brock.
Jenna Box at the free throw line shooting two shots. The first free throw is up, off to the right, doesn't go. Box has now made 2 out of 3 from the charity stripe. She has 4 points.
Johnson Brock, so I'd be careful. They have 3 players with 2 fouls.
Another free throw coming up for Jenna Box. Long shot is up and good. She got the second one to drop. She's now 3 out of 4, has 5 points, and that ties the game at 11 apiece. We're just underway here in the second quarter. Chloe Weiss advances the basketball into forecourt. She's double-teamed in the free-throw circle. Kicks it out to Knippelmeyer. Open look, 3, Natalie Knippelmeyer. It's off, no good, and Jenna Box has the rebound. Johnson Brock's going to have to do a better job on the defensive board.
And offensive.
And offensive boards. But Jenna Box is owning the rebounds on both ends of the court right now. All right, Fulton is double-teamed at the top of the key, has the ball taken away. With the steal is Taryn Ottoman, driving layup. Ottoman put it up, couldn't get it. Rebound, follow shot, put back. She got her own rebound and the put back. Taryn Ottoman has 9 points now, and it's a 2-point Johnson Brock lead. Lady Eagles up 13-11. At midcourt with the ball is Mia Weiss to the near side, finds Fulton. Fulton feeds into the corner, driving baseline, layup up and off, no good. Rebound, Jenna Box, follow shot, didn't get it, but a whistle, and yet another foul on Johnson Brock, and Jenna Box is going to be at the line, once again shooting two shots.
Foul is on Taryn Ottoman, her first personal, second team for Johnson Brock.
Johnson Brock's going to have a lot of foul issues here.
Yeah.
Things don't change. Jenna Box shooting 2. She's 3 out of 4 so far from the line. This one is up and good. She's now hit 4 out of 5, and she has 6 points in the ball game.
Yeah, speaking of fouls, yeah, 4 of the 5 Johnson Brock starters have at least 1 foul. 3 of them have 2 fouls.
Pelican back into the lineup. Now, I'm not sure who went out on that one, but here's a second free throw is up for Box. It's good also. Jenna Box has hit 5 out of 6 from the line. She has 7 of Lord's 13 points. Here comes Daly Pelican. Nice pass to the corner. Across to the near side, it comes to Ottoman. Now Knippelmeyer feeds into Pelican. Pelican in traffic, moves to the basket. Shot is up and good. I like the looks of that freshman. Daly Pelican right between two big defenders.
Looks a lot like her brother driving in the lane.
Found a way to get it off the glass and dropped it in there. 15-13. The lead is 2 now for Johnson Brock. As the Lady Knights set up their offense, around the horn to the left wing, in the paint, driving, a little floater put up and off, no good. Rebound, Box has it stripped away. Follow shot put back up. It won't go, but a whistle and another foul on Johnson Brock. Let's see who we're going to have at the line this time. I think is going to be Mia White.
Yeah, you're right. Foul is on Natalie Knuppelmeyer, her
second personal, third team for Johnson Brock. So that's four of the five starters with two fouls for Johnson Brock.
Mia White's first free throw is up and off, no good. She's now 0 for 3 from the charity stripe. Mia White, ready for her second attempt here. 15-13, Johnson Brock up by two with 5:54 to play here in the first half. Second free throw is up, and it's off no good, and there with the rebound is Pelican. Pelican with the down court pass quickly. Gets it into forecourt, moving to the right side. On the baseline was Chloe Bice. Back up top now comes to Ottoman. Turnaround shot up and good. Oh, that was a sweet shot on the baseline underneath. Putting that was Lainey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer, the senior, got that. I thought it was Ottoman for a minute with that ponytail. That was Lainey Knippelmeyer. Ottoman made the pass to her for the assist. Fast break. Jenna Box in the paint. Kicks it out to the right side for a long three that's off no good. Another battle for the rebound there. Jenna Box going after it with a couple of Eagle defenders. I believe they're going to call a jump ball here. Possession arrow is going to stay with
the Knights.
Yep, they'll have it. Lots of substitutions. Three new players on the floor once again for the Knights. We'll pick them up here as they handle the ball. Inbounding the ball on the baseline is going to be Mia White. White will toss it in. Bob's into traffic. Bomber shot is up and good. Benedict, rather. That's Lauren Benedict. Got the inbound pass and put it off the glass. 17-15. Fast break. Right side. Lainey Knippelmeyer gets it up to Taryn Ottoman for three. Up and off, no good. Rebound, Jenna Box. Boy, it seems like I call Jenna Box's name three or four times every trip down the floor here. Very active ball player. Almost thrown out of bounds. Stolen. Coming up with it is Taryn Ottoman. 15-17. Johnson Brock up by two. Ottoman. Daly Pelican. Long three. No. Off the rim. Chasing it down in the corners. Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens throws it back up onto the elbow. Now reverses. Left-handed dribble. She's going to be fouled. I think we're going to have Behrens getting fouled this time. Foul's going to be called on the Knights.
On Mia White, it'll be her second personal and first team for the Knights.
Johnson Brock has only shot two free throws so far tonight by Taryn Ottoman. They missed them both. They lead at 17-15 here with 4:38 to go in the first half. Inbounding the pass on the baseline. Behrens is going to have to hurry. Just got it in before the five count. Finds Knippelmeyer. Back it comes to Behrens. To the top of the key. This is Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Finds Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens in traffic. Made a move to the basket. Whistle. I think this foul was on the floor.
It'll be on Lauren Benedict. It'll be her second personal, second team for Lord Central.
All right, back to live action. Here's a three by Knippelmeyer. It's off the back of the iron. Lainey Knippelmeyer in there battling for the rebound, but once again, Jenna Box comes up with it. Jenna Box has been a force on the boards on both ends of the floor here. Now handling the ball is Mia White. Into the corner, there's Benedict with a shot that's up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Ottoman. Long down court pass. Knippelmeyer across to the near side. Brooklyn Behrens. Ottoman, top of the key, long three. Ottoman, nope, off the back of the iron. Lainey Knippelmeyer battles for the rebound. Whoa.
They have a foul called here.
Yeah.
It's on Lainey Knippelmeyer, her first personal and fourth team foul for the Eagles.
3:56 to go here in the quarter, and already four team fouls on the Eagles. Way behind on the free throw shooting right now in this ball game, yet they lead it 17-15. Lady Knights with the basketball. Here's a long two from the right side that's up and off. Ball is tipped around. Knippelmeyer comes up with it. Down court pass. She's got Behrens. Behrens can't penetrate into the paint. Back up to Buckmeyer. Top of the key. Here comes Ottoman. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Jenna Box.
Yeah, it'll be her first personal and third team foul for the Knights.
3:32 to play. First half, 17-15. If you just joined us, Johnson Brock with a two-point lead. Lords Knights came in here 4-2. Johnson Brock 7-1. The Knights have given them everything they want. And we're going to have a whistle and
foul.
Knippelmeyer.
Yeah, it's on Lainey Knippelmeyer, her second personal. 15 for Johnson Brock.
So with 3:26 to go here in the first half, it's a two-point Johnson Brock lead, 17-15. Knights with the basketball. Haig. Feeds it to the right side. There's Box with a jump shot that's up and good. Jenna Box getting it done here for the Knights. Ties the game up at 17 apiece. Quickly into forecourt comes Behrens, who gives up top to Ottoman. Ottoman comes to Natalie Kniffmeyer, around to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer driving, floater short off the front of the rim, wouldn't drop, and the rebound comes down to the Knights.
Oh.
Misha Ogg starts up court with it. She'll have the turnover, and the basketball is going to go right back to Johnson Brock with 2:56 to play here. Daly Pelican back into the lineup. Chloe Weiss checks in. They'll replace Lainey Kniffmeyer, and I'm not sure who else. Natalie's
Brooklyn Behrens.
Okay, Brooklyn Behrens sets out. Okay. In the paint, there's a driving layup up and good. Nice move to the basket by Chloe Weiss for her first 2 points of the ball game, and the lead is back to Johnson Brock by 2, 19-17, with 2 minutes 37 seconds to play here in the first half. We're in Nebraska City, Lord Central Catholic High School. Driving baseline left side. Nice move to the basket. And the lay-in, getting that lay-in, was Lauren Benedict. She's got 4 points. Now with the basketball across court. Here comes Pelican again, driving in traffic. Shot is up. She got it. Got the basket and drew the foul. Nice move there by the freshman, Daly Pelican. She's got 6 points already in the ballgame, and now she's at the line.
Foul is on Lauren Benedict, her third personal foul and 14 for Lord Central Catholic.
Daly Pelican at the line. She'll be shooting the and one. She has 6 points coming off the bench here. Trying to extend that lead out to three here. Up by two right now are the Eagles. Free throw is on the way. Off. No. Hit the back of the iron. But now here's a battle for the rebound. And Chloe Weiss did a great job of stepping in there and tying him up. Possession arrow is going to favor the Knights. But Weiss, nevertheless, did a good job of reaching in after that rebound. Going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 2:14 to play here in the first half. 21-19, Johnson Brock up by two. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts sales and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
Be sure to say thanks to Bruna Implement Company if you're enjoying these broadcasts here on Sunny 101.3. 2 minutes 14 seconds to play in the first half. 21-19, Johnson Brock girls are up by two. This has been a hard-fought contest. Johnson Brock with a lot of foul trouble here early in the ballgame. Weiss is going to have to hurry it in. Boy, that's a couple of times they pushed it right to the limit on the five-second count. She got it into Buckmeyer. Around the horn it goes. Here's a long three. Ottoman, wow. She hit that one. Taryn Ottoman with her second three-pointer of the night. She's got 12 now of the 24 points for Johnson Brock, and the Lady Eagles with their biggest lead of the ballgame by 5, 24-19. Pressure being applied in backcourt. Ava Osborne struggling a little bit, and a 10-second call. We had a big collision down here. Buckmeyer got knocked to the floor by Isabel Fulton, but that was after the whistle blew for the 10-second call. Brooklyn Buckmeyer really took a pop down
that
here on the sideline.
Knocked the wind out of her.
Yeah, she went down hard. All right, a minute 48 to go here. Inbound the ball to Daly Pelican. The freshman point guard works the dribble to the right side. Oh, picked up her dribble. Left elbow, Chloe Weiss with the basketball. Here's Weiss penetrating in. Puts a layup up. No, but she'll be fouled and be at the line shooting 2 shots.
Foul is on... It's on Lucy Brueggemann, her first personal 15 foul for the Knights.
At the free throw line is Chloe Weiss. Free throw is on the way up, and no, couldn't get the roll.
Man.
has another attempt coming. Johnson Brock right now is 0 for 4 from the free throw line.
Losing the free throw competition.
That's for sure. Weiss running for her second free throw attempt. She'll try and put her team up by 6. No, can't get it. Rebound comes down. And traveling is going to be called. Johnson Brock's going to get the basketball. And there again, the freshman, Daly Pelican, was down there just harassing the heck out of Ava Osborne and got Osborne to travel with the ball. Pelican will inbound the ball. Has to hurry. Lobs it in. Loose basketball. Going to be grabbed up, stolen away. Isabel Fulton. Fulton down court. Weiss is back there defensively. Tried to put it across to Jenna Box, but good defense. Stepping in was Brooklyn Buckmeyer to bat that ball away on the baseline. Went out of bounds off of Buckmeyer. It'll stay with the Knights. A minute 29 to play here in the first half. 24-19. Johnson Brock up by 5. They inbound it into the corner. Here's a long 3. Short, misses everything. Safe from going out of bounds, tipped in. Chloe Weiss has got it. She's got Daly Pelican out ahead of her. Now Weiss holds it up at the top of the circle, gives it up to Natalie Knippelmeyer. A cross-court pass. Here comes Pelican. Pelican flips it to the corner to Weiss. Back around the horn, Buckmeyer with it. Top of the key. Buckmeyer feeds it into Weiss. Weiss goes to the hoop. Driving lay-in up. Got it. Chloe Weiss with a nice move to the basket. She's got 4 points, all of them here in the second quarter. Biggest lead of the ball game for either team now. Johnson Brock up by 7 at 26-19, under a minute to play here in the first half. A cross-court pass comes to the near side to Jenna Box. She tries to back into traffic. Jump shot up. Oh, nice move to the basket. Jenna Box is a baller here. She can get it done.
Good battle between her and Ottoman.
26-21. The lead is 5 now for Johnson Brock with 35 seconds to go. We're going to have carrying the basketball, a turnover on Johnson Brock. Well, there's that. Occasionally you'll get that freshman mistake, and
yep.
Daly Pelican came down the right side there and just turned the ball over. 26-21. The lead is 5, and now Lourdes gets the ball back. Isabel Fulton, downcourt pass, driving layup, shot is up, and good. Nice move from the left side by Ava Osborne for her first 2 points, and the 7-point lead has been reduced to just 3 just that quickly with 17 seconds to go in the half. Chloe Weiss at the top of the key. Johnson Brock will play for one shot here with a 3-point lead going into the halftime. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Weiss gets it up to Ottoman. Ottoman gives it back to Pelican. Pelican launches a long 3 that doesn't go. Rebound, try for putback, won't go. There's the buzzer, and at the half, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles are leading. The Lourdes Central Catholic Knights are halftime scorer. Johnson Brock 26, Lourdes Central Catholic 23. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a halftime show right after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Does the new year mean a new you? LM Martial Arts can help with awesome kickboxing workouts, build confidence with Taekwondo, and teach self-defense with Krav Maga. And you can try all these at no cost during free trial week, January 1st through the 7th. We have something for everyone. Find out more about our free trial week by visiting us on Facebook or give us a call. 402-380-3383. That's LM Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware, Farm and City Supply in Fall City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our grills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in, we got a lot of gifts in that $10 to $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
the tri-state region's Sunny 101.3.
Tonight's halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
At the half, Johnson Brock up 26-23. Individually, the numbers for the Lord's Knights. Jenna Box leads the way in scoring. She has 11 points. Lauren Benedict with 4. 3 points by McKenna Haig. Ava Osborne with 2. Isabel Fulton with 2. And Lily Madison added 1 for their total of 23. From the free throw line, the Lord Central Lady Knights went 6 out of 12 from the charity stripe, 6 of 12 from the free throw line. For Johnson Brock, they're led by Taryn Ottoman at halftime. She has 12 points, 6 points at the half for the freshman off the bench, Daly Pelican. Adding 4 is Chloe Weiss. Brooklyn Behrens has 2, and 2 points for Lainey Knippelmeyer for Johnson Brock's total of 26. But listen to this, Dalton, from the free throw line, Johnson Brock 0 for 6.
They're still losing the free throw competition, but they still have a 3-point lead.
0 for 6 from the line, 6 for 12 from the line for the Lord Central Catholic Knights. 26-23, that's our halftime score, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading Lord Central Catholic Knights. Right now we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, update you on the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. Don't go away, lots more basketball coming up tonight, right here on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meat has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 24. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times with fog and spots early tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Lows level off around 21. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lensman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Halftime here at Lord Central Catholic in Nebraska City. At the half, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading the Lady Knights of Lords 26-23. That's our halftime score. This is the first half of a basketball doubleheader we have for you tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Up after this, it'll be the boys' varsity contest, Johnson Brock and Lourdes. My name is Randy Gatula. I've been calling your play-by-play. Dalton Kniffelmeyer seated alongside me here at Nebraska City. Tom Cates is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios at the control panel as we near the end of our first half.
Our halftime show this evening has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, our close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
The good folks at Highland Community College presenting the broadcast, the halftime here. Rooney Implement Company, those fine folks are presenting sponsor for these broadcasts. And, of course, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jake and Tosh Arm Connect in Auburn and Falls City, presenting our post-game wrap-up after each of our high school broadcasts throughout this basketball season. Don't forget, we'll be back on the air this coming Friday night, January 5th. I'll be traveling with the Sacred Heart Irish out to Odell, Nebraska. They take on the Diller Odell Griffins. Again, a girl-boy doubleheader. We expect the girls' game to tip off around 6 o'clock. Now we're set to move to third quarter action, and here to describe the play-by-play of quarter number 3 is Dalton Kniffelmeyer.
Start of the third quarter in Nebraska City. Lord Central Catholic High School Knights have the ball to start the half. They turn it over right away. Eagles back with possession, going the other way down the floor. Brooklyn Buckmeyer on the left side to Natalie Kniffelmeyer at the top. Now gives it to Weiss on the right wing. Weiss takes dribble right, hands it off to Ottoman. Now Ottoman looks to drive, kicks out Kniffelmeyer for three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Ottoman. Ottoman looks to go somewhere with it. Looks to get it to Kniffelmeyer. Almost turns it over. Does turn it over. And the Knights will go the other way with it. Brueggemann up to White. Now White will be called for a travel. Possession will go the other way with the Lady Eagles. 7:23 remaining in the third. 26-23 Eagles over Knights. Chloe Weiss will walk it across the timeline for Johnson Brock. Gets a screen from Buckmeyer. Now Weiss will look to drive right. Looks to put up a shot. She does. Foul called. Chloe Weiss will go to the charity stripe for two shots for Johnson Brock.
Waiting to see who they put that one on here. Just a minute, Dalton. I'm going to have to wait until they post it. It's going to be Ava Osborne. She'll pick up her first personal team foul, number one of the quarter.
Weiss's first free throw is off. No good. So now that makes Johnson Brock 0-for-6 from the free throw line. Weiss's second free throw on the way. She hits that one for Johnson Brock's first free throw of the ball game. Now 1-of-7, 27-23. Your score with 7-10 remaining in the third. Knights come the other way. Here comes Fulton down the floor. Dumps it down to Box. Box, layup, no good. Rebounded by Ottoman. Now Ottoman will bring it across the timeline for the Eagles. Look, getting a push tempo. Kick out to Weiss. Now Weiss will drive, put up a layup. Up off the glass, no good. And Chloe Weiss will go back to the free throw line for another two shots for the Eagles.
Weiss doing a good job of finding the seam down the lane there, taking a ball to the hole. She's going to be fouled, I think. Foul's going to be on Lucy Brueggemann. On Lucy, that's her second personal team foul, number two.
of the quarter. Bice's first free throw up and good. She is now 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Second one on the way, also good, to make it 3 of 5 from the line for Chloe Bice. 29-23 lead for the Eagles. Knights turn the ball over. Brooklyn Barons with the steal. Buckmeyer now looking to drive inside. Floater up off the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound. High up on the floor. Jump ball is called. Possession will stay with Johnson Brock.
Looked like Buckmeyer had possession and was coming, or rather Barons had possession and came down with the ball, but they called it a jump ball.
Chloe Weiss to inbound it from the baseline into Natalie Knevelmeyer. Now dumped down back to Weiss. Kick out to Knevelmeyer. Buckmeyer on the left side. Skip pass over to Weiss. Weiss drives right. Hooks up the layup off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Box for Lords. Box will bring it across the timeline for the Knights. She looks to go all the way on Ottoman now. Kicks that out to Osborne. Osborne drives left. Dumps it down to White. White shot up. No good. Rebounded by Ottoman for the Eagles. Now a tie-up is called. Down low.
The Johnson Brock fans might beg to differ with the official on that. Looked like Ottoman had it fair and square, and they were reaching in on her from three sides. And a held ball is called.
Either way, the Knights have possession. Fulton gets it in to White. Now dumped down to Box underneath. White down low, and she shuffled her feet. Travel is called. Possession goes back to the Eagles.
Credit Taryn Ottoman with causing that turnover. She just took the position away and made her travel with it.
Now Weiss will bring it up the floor for the Eagles. She is guarded by Lucy Brueggemann. Gets a screen from Buckmeyer. Now Weiss has it poked away by Osborne. Gets her dribble back. Weiss drives left. Hands it off. Excuse me. Now she'll turn right. Kicks it over to Ottoman in the right corner. Ottoman looks to drive. Now Barons at the top. Barons goes all the way up. Layup good for Brooklyn Barons for her second field goal of the ball game. 31-23 your score. 5:45 remaining in the third.
Biggest lead by either team now. Johnson Brock up by 8.
Knights the other way. Brueggemann has it. Reach and foul will be called.
Foul's going to be on Chloe Weiss. On Weiss, that will be her third personal, team foul number 1 of the quarter on Johnson Brock.
31-23 your score. Eagles over Knights. 5:42 remaining in the third. White throws it in for the Knights to Osborne. Now back to White. Osborne now on the left side. Skip pass over to Fulton. Now Fulton looks to get it to Osborne. She almost has it poked away. Foul's going to be called instead
on Chloe Weiss. That's going to be Weiss's fourth personal and team foul number 2 of the quarter. That'll bring Daly Pelican back in off the bench. Pelican had a good first half. The freshman got 6 points off the bench in the first period.
Not what you want there if you're Chloe Weiss picking up her fourth, and there's still 5.5 left in the third. Knights have the ball back. Up top is Fulton. Almost has it poked away by Knippelmeyer. Brueggemann has it for the Knights. Brueggemann looks to drive inside. Blocked by Ottoman. Foul is going to be called. I think they're putting Brueggemann at the line. See what the foul's on.
Taryn Ottoman is going to be called for the personal. On Taryn, that's her second personal. Team foul number 3.
Brueggemann's free throw on the way, short, no good for Lucy Brueggemann.
Subs back into the ballgame now for the Lourdes Knights. Checking back in are Lauren Benedict and Lily Madison.
Brueggemann has the ball. Second free throw on the way is also short. And I think they're called a lane violation on Pelican, so the Brueggemann will reshoot her second shot. Brueggemann has the ball for her shot. It's on the way. Good for Lucy Brueggemann. She's 1 for 2 from the line tonight, and she'll be subbed out. 31-24, your score, 5:20 remaining in the third. Eagles back with the ball. Buckmeyer will bring it up for him, guarded by Benedict. Now hands it off to Barons. Barons looks to pass it up to Ottoman. Now up to Knippelmeyer. Her layup up, no good. Rebounded by Benedict. And she comes out of the pack with the ball. Benedict picked up by Buckmeyer. Now trapped. Now up to Box. 10 seconds will be called on the Knights. Some good defense there from the Eagles.
Good hard working on defense by Johnson Brock.
That's the second one of the game.
Up by 7, 31-24. Just under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Eagles back with the ball. Pelican up top with it gets a screen from Ottoman. Now looks to feed it to Ottoman on the roll and turns it over instead. Knights come the other way with it. That's Hegg. Hegg up top guarded by Buckmeyer. Now White looks to get it to Madison. Could it? Box has it instead. Now she has to get passed over to Benedict through Benedict's hands. She saves it from going out of bounds. Turns over to Ottoman. Now Buckmeyer with it up top, and they're going to call a double dribble on Brooklyn Buckmeyer.
She was out there all by herself, too. No defenders around her. Unfortunate turnover there. Johnson Brock still up by 7, 31-24 with 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Knights back with the ball. Here's Madison on the right side, picked up by Pelican. Madison looks to drive. Looks to kick out to Benedict. Region foul is going to be called.
Daly Pelican is going to be called for the personal on Daly. That'll be her first personal. Team foul number 4 of the quarter on Johnson Brock.
31-24, your score. Eagles over Knights, 4:23 remaining in the third. Knights with the ball. Madison to throw it in for the baseline. Into White. White drives left. Has it knocked away by Ottoman out of bounds. Possession will go back with the Knights. 4:20 remaining in the third. 31-24, still your score. Madison will inbound it again for the Knights. Throws it into Hegg on the in the left corner. Hegg for 3 off the iron, no good. Rebounded by White. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded now by Ottoman for the Eagles. Ottoman will take it herself up to court. Now tried to get it over to Behrens. Deflected by Box. Ottoman got it back. Now Behrens drives in for the layup. Shot up and one for Brooklyn Behrens. She gets the shot to fall plus the foul. Will go to the line to try and convert. On to 3-point play for Johnson Brock. Foul is on
White, I believe. Mia White picks up her third personal, team foul number 3 of the quarter.
Behrens' free throw on the way off the iron and glass and good for Brooklyn Behrens. Makes her 1-1 from the free throw line. 34-24 your score. 10-point lead for the Eagles. 4 minutes remaining in the third. Madison has it up top for the Knights. Now gets it to Benedict on the left side. Benedict drives left. Now kicks out the box. Box thought about the 3. Jump stops inside. Now Madison on the right side. Dumps it down to White. White gives it to Box underneath. Now Box up for the layup. Up and good for Jenna Box for her first field goal of the second half. First field goal for the Knights in the second half. Behrens comes the other way for the Eagles. She looks to drive inside. Kick out to Pelican. Pelican drives right. Puts up the layup. Nice move there from Daly Pelican to get the layup for Johnson Brock. Extends our lead back to 10. Brooklyn Behrens with the steal now for the Eagles. She takes the layup up all the way. Gets a little pump fake. Goes all the way for the layup. Brooklyn Behrens now. Her fourth field goal in the ball game. Extends the lead to 38-26 for the Eagles over the Knights. 3:12 remaining. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you here at Lord Central Catholic High School in Nebraska City. 3 minutes, 12 seconds to play in the third quarter. Johnson Brock up now by 12, 38-26, their biggest lead of the ball game. And Coach Mark Madison is not a happy camper. He's down here with his girls huddled around him right below our broadcast point and very animated, very displeased with the way that last couple of minutes transpired.
I kind of have to agree with him. Lord's out of the locker room, only has one field goal and a free throw from Lucy Brueggemann. They have 3 points out of halftime.
Johnson Brock's biggest concern, though, you called it, is going to be foul trouble there.
Knights back with the ball at the timeout. It gets taken away by Pelican, and she loses the ball out of bounds. Possession back with the Knights.
In the process of making the steal, the ball was dribbled onto the baseline in all fairness. Great defense, though, by Pelican.
Knights have it again. White gets it in to Benedict. Now Benedict up to Hegg. Hegg comes the other way. Looks to go all the way. Deflected by Ottoman. Brooklyn Behrens coming down with the rebound. for the Eagles. She'll bring it up across the timeline for Johnson Brock. 3 minutes remaining in the third. Now Buckmeyer on the left side. Thought about the three. Looks to drive. Puts up a jump shot off the front iron. No good. Rebound mounted by Ottoman. And her layup up and good for Taryn Ottoman. Her first field goal of the second half.
Ottoman with 14 points now for the Lady Eagles.
Knights back with the ball. White brings it across for him. Gets it into Benedict. Benedict gets called for a travel, turns it back over to the Eagles.
Sometimes the Knights have been their own worst enemy here,
yeah,
Dalton. A lot of turnovers, bad passes, traveling, you name it.
I don't have the stats, but I'd say at least 15 turnovers.
Yeah, they've had a bunch. Here's Lainey Knippelmeyer into the ballgame now, going to give Taryn Ottoman a little breather.
2:34 remaining in the third, 40-26. Your score, Eagles over Knights. Barons has it for the Eagles in the backcourt. Gives it to Pelican. Pelican will bring it across the timeline. Looks to lob it to Knippelmeyer. And she took too many steps. And another travel will be called. And turned back over.
Lainey just didn't have any place to dribble. They gave her the ball and there was a defender right in front of her.
Fulton comes back the other way for the Knights with the ball. Now Osborne on the right side, dumped down to Box. Box looks to go to work. She does. Off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts up another shot. Own rebound again. Up and good for Jenna Box. And one. We'll go to the line to try and convert on the three-point play.
Jenna Box, the senior, working hard under there, getting her own rebound and getting the putbacks. That foul is going to be called on Buckmeyer on Brooklyn. That is her third personal. Team foul number five.
Box's free throw is up and good. She now has 5 points in the second half. Pelican goes the other way for the Eagles. Tries to dump it down to Lainey. Knippelmeyer has it knocked away. Here comes Fulton the other way for the Knights. Now gives it to Osborne. Dump down to Benedict. She tries for a reverse layup. Loses it. And turns it back over.
Lainey Knippelmeyer slapped the ball there.
Yeah.
Okay.
1:55 remaining in the third, 40-29 your score. Johnson Brock over Lord Central Catholic. Eagles back with the ball. Buckmeyer on the right side. Looks to go somewhere with it, and timeout is going to be called by Johnson Brock. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome me back inside Lord Central Catholic High School here in Nebraska City. 1:47 to play in the third period. Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading the Lady Knights 40-29. Here in this girls' varsity contest, a big welcome to all of our Odo County listeners. Glad to have you with us tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Of course, many folks listening in worldwide at mscsports.net. All you do is click on Listen Live and select KLZA, and you can hear our signal anywhere in the world.
Back out of the timeout, 1:47 remaining in the third quarter. 40-29, your score, Eagles over Knights. Johnson Brock has the ball. Pelican with it on the right side, and now she blocks and turns it over to the Knights. I think we've had more travels called in this quarter than I've seen in a while.
Yeah, Isabel Fulton was blocking Pelican's way down here on the sideline, and Pelican couldn't get the dribble down.
Fulton comes the other way for the Knights, now gives it to Oggs. Oggs tries to give it to Osborne, loses it, now gets the ball back. Pelican almost pokes it away from Box. Fulton up top with the ball, guarded by Pelican. Fulton gives it to Osborne on the right side. Looks for the skip pass. Not there. Now gives it inside the Box on the high post. Box looks to go to work. And foul is going to be called on the Eagles.
Going to be on Daly Pelican. On Daly, that's her second personal. Team foul number six. Wait a minute. Why would we not shoot it?
I think we should. We should be, I believe. They're checking it.
Well, they can always check with their friendly radio announcer. We'll keep them updated.
Yeah, we're going to shoot two. Jenna Box will shoot two.
Don't pay attention to those guys at the scores table.
Yeah.
Just check in with your radio announcers.
Box shoots two for the Knights. First free throw is on the way, up and good for Jenna Box. Now 2 of 2 in the second half from the free throw line.
Jenna has 17 points in the ballgame for the Lady Knights.
Ottoman checks back in for Lainey Knuffelmeyer for the Eagles. Box has the ball for her second free throw, takes a couple of dribbles, bends her knees, releases the ball on the way. That one is off the iron, no good for Jenna Box. Brooklyn Barons with the rebound for the Eagles, coming the other way across the timeline. Guarded by Oggs, now hands it off to Pelican. Pelican looks at the ball the way, puts up a layup, up and good for Daily Pelican.
Pelican in double figures now with 10 points in the ballgame.
42-30 your score, minute remaining in the third. Fulton brings it across the timeline for the Knights, picked up by Pelican and Barons. Fulton now overthrows Benedict, almost loses it out of bounds, now gives it up to Oggs. Oggs on the right side, Box jumper from the free throw line is no good, but she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And
I think it's going to go on Brooklyn Barons. Don't check that. It's going to be on Pelican.
Oh, yeah.
Daily Pelican picks up her third personal.
Box's first free throw on the way rolls in. And from reading Box's body language, I don't think she thought that was a foul.
Well,
they call it anyway.
Takes a very deep knee bend, clear
yes.
down to the floor.
Second free throw on the way for Box. She gets that one, too. Cuts the lead to 10, 42-32 your score. 40 seconds remaining in a third. Barons comes the other way for the Eagles across the timeline. Looks to go to Knuffelmeyer on the left side. She does. Now Knuffelmeyer up to Pelican. Pelican kick out to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer takes a step back. Inside to Ottoman. Nice pass from Brooklyn Buckmeyer to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman shot up good and one for Taryn Ottoman. She'll go to the free throw line.
Brooklyn Barons with the assist on that one as she found Ottoman going down the lane.
That was a nice dump down.
Foul is going to be called on Jenna Box. On Jenna, that is her second personal. Team foul number 4.
Ottoman now with 16 points in the game. Make it 17. She connects on the free throw. 25 seconds remaining in the third. 45-32 your score. Fulton across the timeline for the Knights. Eagle set back in the 2-3 zone. Osborne up top. Looks to get inside to Box. She does. Box looks to go to work. Now kicks out to Oggs. Oggs trapped in the corner. Almost got it to Benedict, and she throws it out of bounds. Possession will go back to the Eagles.
8 seconds to work with here for Johnson Brock. They've got the ball the far end.
Ottoman gets it into Barons. Barons will bring it across the timeline. Now Barons looks to get it. She gives it to Pelican. Barons will shoot a white line and three-pointer, and it's short. And we come to the end of the third quarter. It's your score, 45-32. Johnson Brock leading Ward Central Catholic. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Lord Central Catholic High School here in Nebraska City. We move to fourth quarter action. Johnson Brock will have the basketball. The inbound pass. Chloe Weiss gets it right back to the near side to Brooklyn Barons. Skip pass across court to the left side into Ottoman in traffic. Back to Chloe Weiss. She dribbles in, driving layup, left-handed, couldn't get it. Battle for the rebound underneath. The jump ball, held ball is called. Possession arrow is going to favor the Lady Knights. 7:44 to go in the ballgame now. It's 45-32. Johnson Brock enters his fourth quarter with a 13-point advantage. Into forecourt comes Jenna Box. Box gives it back again to Fulton. into the corner left side. Here's a three that's up and off. No good. A fight for the rebound. Knights come out of there with it. They'll back it out and reset the offense. Bolton goes into box. Ball stolen away by Ottoman. Ottoman down court pass. Chloe Weiss, 2-on-1 fast break. Brooklyn Behrens driving lay-in up and good. Chloe Weiss with the assist. Brooklyn Behrens with the lay-in. Behrens is in double figures. Now she's got 11 points in the ballgame. And it's 47-32. Biggest lead yet for either team. 15-point lead. Boy, Buckmeyer got knocked to the floor hard again over here at no whistle. Into Box on the baseline. Box trying to shoot it up over Ottoman. Can't get it. Ottoman has a rebound. A reach-in foul on Jenna Box. She tried to slap that ball away from Taryn Ottoman.
That'll be her third personal foul, first team for the Knights in the fourth.
6:55 to go in the ballgame. A 15-point lead now for the Lady Eagles. Brooklyn Behrens dribbles the ball in backcourt, gets it across the timeline, into forecourt on the left wing, down into the corner, lob pass into Ottoman, ball tipped away from Ottoman, touch last by Jenna Box, it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball, they'll trigger it in on the baseline, under their own basket, Brooklyn Buckmeyer will toss it in, gets it into Ottoman in the corner on the left side, up to Chloe Weiss, left wing, top of the key, Knippelmeyer, Johnson Brock can afford to slow this thing down a little bit if they want to. They're up by 15. Oh, the nice pass to Ottoman, and again, Buckmeyer with the assist, Taryn Ottoman with the lay-in. The girls have been doing a good job of getting the ball into Taryn Ottoman for those easy baskets. Here's a steal, fast break, Behrens down court.
Timeout called.
A timeout on the floor with 6:22 to go in the ballgame. 49-32. Johnson Brock up by 17. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you here in Nebraska City tonight. The first half of our doubleheader in the girls' game. Johnson Brock in command right now, up by 17, 49-32 with 6:22 to go in the ballgame. Johnson Brock has done a good job here of staying out of any worse foul trouble after the way this game started.
Just a little something here from the third quarter. Johnson Brock outscored Lords 19-9 in the third quarter. That helped them open this 17-point lead that they have.
Now with 6:22 to go, there's really no reason for them to be in a big hurry about putting the ball up. Chloe Weiss will inbound it, tosses into Buckmeyer, who goes right back to Weiss in the corner, driving on the baseline, kicks it out to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens, top of the key, to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer, right, or that's Knippelmeyer, rather, to the right side. Now Ottoman backs in. Natalie Knippelmeyer for three, and short off the front. Ball tipped around. Brooklyn Behrens was down there battling for it. I think she's going to get called for the foul.
That is Brooklyn Behrens' third personal, and it'll be the first team foul for Johnson Brock.
Down to 6:05 to go in the ball game now. Full court pressure being applied here by Johnson Brock. Down court, they come into forecourt. This is Haig. Tried to go to Jenna Box. Behrens was there. Uh-oh, somebody went down over here. Chloe Weiss fell down all by herself.
Line got her.
She's laughing about it. Just tripped over that line on the floor there, I think. I used to have that issue once in a while, though. Here's an inbound pass deflected, knocked away by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. I was just hoping Chloe hadn't hurt that knee.
I was thinking. Non-contact injury, those are the areas.
I was really happy to see her come up smiling. 5:53 to go in the ball game. Top of the key, Isabel Fulton. Fulton to the near side. Comes off to Haig with it. A cross-court pass, penetrating, set shot, up, off, no. Rebound, Chloe Weiss. Weiss dribbles between defenders. Almost had it knocked away from her there by Benedict. She gets the ball into forecourt. They feed it into traffic. Taryn Ottoman dribbles to the baseline, driving layup. Ottoman off the glass, no. Got her own rebound, follow shot, putback, no. Whistle and a foul. Taryn Ottoman will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots for Johnson Brock.
Yeah, we'll see who this fouls
Haig.
On here.
Haig.
Yeah, it's on McKenna Haig, her second personal, second team for Lords.
Ottoman at the line. Taryn has hit one of three from the free throw line so far tonight. This one is up and good. He's now 2 for 4 from the line.
Yeah, Eagles definitely cleaned up the free throw game here in the second half.
Taryn Ottoman with 20 points in the ball game now, looking for number 21 right here. Shot is up, and nope, couldn't get it. But the rebound comes down in traffic. Around the horn, they cleared back out to Ottoman. Ottoman, top of the key to Buckmeyer for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound comes down to the Lords Knights. Fast break the other direction. They'll throw it away. I'm not sure, Dalton, why Johnson Brock is in such a hurry to be jacking up threes and stuff.
I wouldn't be, but
you're up by 18 points with 5:11 to go, and they're launching threes, long threes at that. They have plenty of time to be patient here. Full court pressure now by the Knights as they try to bring it up the court. Brooklyn Behrens with a dribble. Behrens is going to get it across the midcourt line, works to the left elbow, now between the rings to the top of the circle. Behrens comes to Chloe Weiss with her pass on the right side. Weiss takes it to the top of the circle, running a little weave out here. Now again, it comes into the near side to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens is going to launch another three.
I don't understand that shot.
Off the rim doesn't go. That's two trips in a row where Johnson Brock has put up long threes, enjoying an 18-point lead with 4:38 to go. Guess if you're going to miss them, now is the time to be doing it. I don't know. A cross-court pass inside the box. Box moves to the hoop. Couldn't get it. The ball is fought for. Box got her own rebound. Or no,
that's
check
White.
If the follow shot is put up and off. No good. That one by Mia White. It won't fall. The rebound comes down to Johnson Brock. Fast break. Oh, they tried to put a pass underneath, and again, I'm not
that's
sure.
That's where you back it out, slow it down.
Yeah. What is the hurry?
Up 18 with 4 minutes left.
What is the hurry? Here's a ball stolen away by Knippelmeyer. Natalie Knippelmeyer, a good job on defense. Gets it up to Chloe Weiss, and Weiss will bring it down to set the offense. Inside of 4 minutes to go now, 3:55. They just need to stall some time here. Ottoman up top again. Natalie Knippelmeyer, skip pass across court to the right side to Buckmeyer, has the ball knocked out of her hand. She got it back and hands it off to Chloe Weiss. Weiss dribbles between defenders in the paint, bounce pass. She was looking underneath the basket, trying to feed it into Brooklyn Behrens. The ball got away and went out of bounds. It'll be another turnover and give the ball back to the Knights.
See, checking in here for the Knights is Ava Osborne.
And Daley Pelican back on the floor now for Johnson Brock. Clock shows 3:35 to go in the ballgame. It's a 18-point lead, 50-32. I'll tell you, the Lords Knights gave Johnson Brock ladies all they wanted here for a couple of quarters. There's a long three that's up and off, no good, and rebound is Lainey Knippelmeyer. She has it tipped away from her. It goes out of bounds. Touch last over here by Chloe Weiss, so now they're going to correct themselves. Now they're correcting themselves.
There's something on that ball. It's really slick.
So now Johnson Brock will have the basketball right in front of our broadcast point. They play it in on the side and backcourt into Daley Pelican. Pelican works the ball up court. If I've got a freshman that's got to handle the ball against the press, she's my girl. There's a pass inside to Lainey Knippelmeyer. Oh, what a job she did. Daley Pelican finding Lainey Knippelmeyer waiting all alone under the basket. Lainey got fouled before she could score with it.
Foul is on Lauren Benedict. That is her fifth.
She fouls out of the ballgame, and at the free throw line will be Lainey Knippelmeyer. Lainey has 2 points tonight. Benedict fouls out, finishes the game with 4 points tonight.
That is the Knights' third team foul.
Lainey Knippelmeyer shooting 2 free throws here. The first is on the way up, and nope, hit the back iron and popped out of there. The senior will get another attempt here. Lainey Knippelmeyer looks to the hoop. Second free throw. It's on the way up. This one off no good. And the rebound comes down to the Knights. 3:08 to go in the ballgame. On the dribble is Isabel Fulton. Long down court pass. Osborne. Osborne feeds it underneath in traffic. Good job on Knippelmeyer to get back there defensively by Natalie. In the paint, Jenna Box. Box can't get it away. Daley Pelican knocked it away from Box. Box got it back and then went in for a driving layup and got fouled. I'm not sure who this is going to be
It'll be on Lainey Knippelmeyer, her third personal, second team for Johnson Brock.
Pelican nearly had a steal there. In fact, she did momentarily, and then the ball was stolen back. Now Box at the line, shooting 2 shots, looks to the basket, free throw is up and good, got it down. I've got her now as 10 out of 12. Is that right? Jenna Box, 10 out of 12 from the free throw line. comes in, yeah. In another shot right here. And up and good.
She's a good free throw shooter. She got awkward form, but I mean it works.
11 of 13 from the line, and it's 50-34. The lead is 16, under 3 minutes to go now. 2:43 playing on the clock to go. Lob pass underneath, looking for Lainey Knippelmeyer, knocked away by Jenna Box. Box touched it last. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Now into the ballgame, Knippelmeyer. Brooklyn Barons, rather, checks back in. Brooklyn Barons back onto the floor. Chloe Weiss will inbound it. She stands all alone under the basket. Lobs up top to Daly Pelican. Pelican goes around the defender. Penetrates, kicks it back out to Weiss. Johnson Brock can afford to slow things down here with 2.5 minutes to play. Up by 16 points. Chloe Weiss dribbles out to the left elbow. Goes off to Daly Pelican with the ball. Pelican hands up to Brooklyn Barons. Now Barons goes inside the paint. Comes back again to Buckmeyer. They try to take it away from Pelican.
Look out.
Whistle and a foul. The players ended up in the scorer's table here. And they're going to say touch last by Johnson Brock. It'll be the Knights basketball. They'll play it in with 2:12 to go in the ballgame. The inbound pass. Brueggemann. Brueggemann sets it up at the top of the circle to the near side. Around the horn it comes. Osborne feeds into Jenna Box. She goes up with a shot that's blocked. Now a struggle for the basketball loose on the floor. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Johnson Brock. 2 minutes even to play in this one. Don't forget, this is the first half of a doubleheader. We'll have the boys' varsity contest coming up after this one. Inbound the pass against full court pressure to Buckmeyer. Back to Chloe Weiss. They break the press. Weiss across the timeline. Backs it out near the midcourt circle. They come out to Challenger. Weiss with a spin move. Takes it inside the paint. Works to the corner on the right side of the basket. Gets a pick set there by Pelican. Weiss just dribbling around in circles. Now she's going to get a five count. Goes to Pelican with it. Pelican goes to the corner under the basket. Dribbles through and kicks it back out to the corner to Weiss. All the way back to the top of the key to Brooklyn Barons. Johnson Brock doing an excellent job of running clock now. A minute 25 to go in the ballgame. Brooklyn Barons are just running away from the defenders. Barons, nobody's out on her. They broke contact. Now Barons dribbles away from the defenders again with a minute 14 to go. Looks like the Knights have decided not to foul, obviously. You're down by 16. Now Daly Pelican with the dribble. Pelican kicks it off to Buckmeyer, right elbow. Buckmeyer inside the paint, free throw line, spin move, back out to Pelican. Pelican, she'll hold it on the right wing with 55 seconds to play. Pelican again finds Buckmeyer. They come to chase after Buckmeyer now. Jenna Box wants to try and take the ball away from Buckmeyer. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Jenna Box, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that is her fourth personal, fourth team for the Knights.
Well, you're down by 16 with 48 seconds to play. I'm not sure what the point of fouling is here at this juncture of the ballgame. Chloe Weiss is going to inbound it in forecourt on the side. Weiss lobs it into backcourt to Daly Pelican. Pelican going to be guarded one-on-one by McKenna Haig. Haig comes out to chase Pelican. Pelican just keeps working her way in. There she goes for the driving layup. Got it. Boy, she's a slippery one down there on that baseline. That's 12 points for the freshman, Daly Pelican. As she got the lay-in, she'll be at the line now for the and one.
That is... a foul was on...
Pelican's free throw is on the way up. She got it. Wait a minute. You're going to have a lane violation?
Yeah, I believe so. Foul was on McKenna Haig. It's her third personal, team fifth for the Knights.
Lane violation, even though she made it, it'll go as a miss because of the lane violation.
Yeah.
52-34, the lead is 18. Only 30 seconds to play in the ballgame. Ava Osborne, a cross-court pass into the corner. Not in a big hurry to be launching any shots here. The Lord's Knights just handling the ball around the outside perimeter. Fulton feeds it inside traffic. Driving layup, swatted away nicely by Buckmeyer. And Brooklyn did that effectively. I can say that.
I mean, she... yeah. That's her fourth personal and team third for Johnson Brock.
Who we got at the line? I can't see the number.
That is McKenna Haig.
Haig at the line. Okay, a sophomore. First of two is up and off no good. McKenna has 3 points tonight on a field goal. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show presented tonight by Farm Bureau Financial Services. We'll let you know how your favorite player did tonight. Have a complete look at all the individual numbers. McKenna Higgs' second free throw is on the way. It's up. It's good. She hit one out of two. She's got 4 points now. And Johnson Brock's Chloe Weiss starts up the court with the basketball. Has it stolen away. Driving Leon up and good. Nice move to the basket there by McKenna Higgs. Full court pressure. Inbound the ball. They get it into Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer dribbling it down, and they'll be the buzzer in the ball game. Your final score, Johnson Brock, 52, and Nebraska City, Lord Central Catholic, 37. 52-37 in the final of the girls' varsity game. We're going to step aside now for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the post-game scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Our postgame show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Taja Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Now, with a look at the final numbers, here's Randy.
52-37, your final score. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles improved their record to 8-1 on the season. Lord Central Knights dropped to 4-3. Individually, for Lord Central, Jenna Box led the way with 21 points in the ballgame. Adding 6 tonight was McKenna Haig, 4 for Lauren Benedict, 2 points each for Ava Osborne and Isabel Fulton, 1 point for Lucy Brueggemann, and a single point for Lily Madison for their total of 37. From the free throw line, the Knights went 14 out of 23 from the charity stripe. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, 3 players tonight in double figures, led by Taryn Ottoman with 20 points. Daly Pelican, the freshman, came off the bench and finished with 12 in the ballgame. Brooklyn Barons ended up with 11 in the contest in double figures. Chloe Weiss had 7, and Lainey Knippelmeyer chipped in 2 for Johnson Brock's total of 52. From the free throw line, the Lady Eagles went 6 out of 16 from the charity stripe. 52-37, your final score tonight, Johnson Brock with the win over Lord Central.
This post-game scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services and Auburn and Fall City, where you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Taja Arm Connect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future. Let's protect it.
We're going to send you back to Tom Cates at the Sunny 101.3 studios for about 12 or 13 minutes now. Then we'll be back with the pregame show of our boys' varsity contest. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes. Stay with us right here on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Your friends at Nemaha County Hospital urge you to be prepared for winter weather at home, working, in your car. Pay attention to weather reports and warnings of freezing weather and winter storms. Prepare your home to keep out the cold with insulation, caulking, and weather stripping. Gather supplies in case you need to stay home for several days without power, including extra batteries for radios and flashlights. When creating an emergency supply kit for your car, include jumper cables, a flashlight, sand, warm clothes, blankets, bottled water, and non-perishable snacks. Also, keep a full tank of gas.
This is Sunny 101.3.